Welcome back to the Hardline. Enter at your own risk.
I'm with you, my love. The light shining through on you.
Eric Cam, TJ with you. No John Halley today on the Hardline, powered by JohnnyLon.Chevrolet. Your texts are welcome at 855-282-8255, 855-282-TALK. White Marcus says, we agree, Zeke looks like a Muppet, right? He's got a lot of hair right now, no doubt about that. The beard, letting his hair grow out, and now he's going to be out of work for a while, suspended 6 games.
Maybe.
He'll appeal. He'll lose.
Yeah.
Well, and then they'll decide if they want to go to court.
And then you get to play.
And then he gets to play, which I doubt they'll go to court. Maybe they will, though. I mean, if Jerry Jones is mad enough.
I have told you why they would do it.
To have him play this year.
Yep. You do it. To win. Even if it's just to say, I'm spending $2 million to get
to
a championship.
To try to win a championship year. With the team that we have, because yeah. They're not going to be as good next year.
I think we got
year.
The dudes that can do it.
Yes.
Yeah. That's the only reason it would happen, I think.
We have not heard from Jerry yet, have we? I've been looking around. I've been checking the interwebs. Yeah. Roxy, if you see anything. Because I know there was a report on ESPN. They said sources said that he was very, very
livid.
Upset. Livid, I believe, is a word. There's a story in the Big League called, could a spiteful partnership between Jerry Jones and Robert Kraft bring down Roger Goodell? That's probably the only thing that could, is those two guys working together. There, Peter King tweeted out today, there was a time when Roger Goodell's top two most powerful allies in football were Robert Kraft and Jerry Jones. Times have changed. Well, on the one side, for all the people who say, well, the owners really run the league and Jerry Jones just does whatever he wants. Think about the Rams move. That was which there was some truth to that, because Jerry Jones was the owner, other than Kroenke, most instrumental in moving the Rams to Los Angeles. I mean, I think if Jerry Jones didn't exist, or if the Cowboys had an owner who was kind of neutral on the Rams moving, the Rams may still be in St. Louis.
Yep.
I mean, that's how important Jerry Jones was in that whole thing, if you read the behind the scenes. And now he and Kraft, the two most powerful owners, have both been peed on by Roger Goodell in recent years and are very, very upset.
They get stung by a jellyfish?
Yeah, exactly. Mrs. Jenny Shanahan tweets in or texts in, no Hadley all week. There must be a God. I think he made one appearance this week. We're talking about that earlier. I think
he comes and goes. And smokes.
This is interesting because he's taken on the two biggest, most powerful owners. So we'll have to see what Jerry has to say about this.
You can't not, for one. You have to, or else you lose the support of the other owners. Because for years, I mean, at least the Patriots one made sense from the Roger Goodell standpoint, because for years everybody thought you allowed them to get away with a lot, from Spygate to all the different. So that was like it was almost a makeup call.
Yes.
This one is not a makeup call.
No. No,
but have you set the precedent now that you have to come down hard on things?
Yeah, I think
that maybe don't exist, Eric.
Well, and I think you have to show that you're not afraid to go after Jerry. Again, I don't like it. I think it's the wrong move, but I think that's kind of what they're going for. Like, they had to make sure that if they were going to make a mistake, it wasn't on the side of being too lenient. Not so much just because it was Jerry Jones, but because of public perception. When it comes to domestic violence, they are terrified of another Ray Rice situation. They are terrified of suspending someone, making it light, and then more information comes out that makes them look stupid.
Yeah. You'd have people who are still upset about the Ray Rice thing, but if you'd have said, "Yeah, we sent that video to the legal system. We sent that to the Baltimore police, and of which they already had, and it seems like he should be in jail. But if he's not in jail, we're not going to take the whole guy's life from him. That doesn't make sense."
St. Charles Ginger says it's a makeup for Josh Brown. That's part of the Josh Brown thing's another one that they suspended him, a game originally, and then more stuff came out, and now he's out of the league.
Well, that's just because the Giants cut him, though. The league didn't come back and suspend him longer.
Right. The Giants, though, said...
we don't want anything to do with him, which is fine.
Right.
This is probably how it should be all the time.
But I wonder if they would have suspended him if he stayed in the league. And the Josh Brown situation was different, too, because that was an ex-wife, or at least ex... They had a child together, and they were no longer together. And the woman said she didn't want him suspended. She vehemently didn't want it because she knew what would happen, that he might get kicked out of the league, and now all of a sudden the check to her and the child doesn't come in. Mm-hmm. Right, so who are we really helping in that kind of situation? Now, this is different with Ellie because the girl, as far as I know, they don't have a child together. They're not together anymore. But my point is sometimes...
That seems incredibly, really skewed way to look at things. Let's not punish him for beating his wife because the check...
What I'm telling you is illegal.
Okay, then the NFL needs to step in and pay for her, but you don't just not punish a guy just because, yeah, you beat the snot out of some girl, but we're not going to punish him because we have to pay you and you have to pay her.
I agree with you in terms of, like, the law, what the law should do. In the eyes of the law, that shouldn't matter. But in the eyes of the NFL, where the judgment is a little different, I think we are sometimes hurting the victims, like in the Josh Brown situation, where the victim in that situation didn't want it to happen. Why?
Give me an example of how you're hurting the victim because
you're hurting the victim, like Josh Brown's wife. She didn't want to come out.
I get all that. But then we should make all sorts. Then I should tie myself right now. I should get married to 15 different girls, get divorced real quick, become a multi-billionaire. I can do whatever I want because nobody will ever prosecute me because I owe these women a lot of money. Should have kids everywhere. Isn't that stupid?
Now that you're thinking about it.
Isn't that a stupid way to look at life? Like, I should probably go to jail for doing all the dumb things that I would be doing.
It is, but remember, we're talking about going outside of the judicial system to begin with. So if you had committed a crime and there were evidence of crime, nobody's saying you should have a get out of jail card. But the NFL's not doing that. They're not basing it on that standard. They're basing it on, well, we really don't like what you did. We investigated it. So we're punishing you from playing a game.
We agree on the end result. We don't agree on the justification.
All right.
The premise of the justification of that to me is really poor. Like if you're going to punish a guy, I'm not looking at the who else this might be. I'm punishing a guy because of this thing that he did. Now, should they be punishing him in the first place and it is their job when the legal system fails? No, I don't agree.
What are you guys doing this weekend? You're going to the lake, you said, right, TJ? What are you doing, Cam?
I'm going to golf. Probably golf with Tim. And then,
you're training for the event on Monday.
Yes, yeah.
Wow.
What are you gonna play?
Like 36 holes a day, Saturday and Sunday. Get ready.
I'll probably play a lot, man. I'll probably go hit ball Saturday and then possibly play Sunday.
If they build a Top Golf downtown, you go there.
If they build an Eureka, I'd go to it.
You probably go to the one in Chesterfield. Even though you're pissed.
I'm actually pissed at that whole situation. But yeah, I will go to it still because it's supposed to be unbelievably cool.
I would assume they're going to make a lot more money at Top Golf than
no doubt about
parties.
No doubt about it.
You're taking this serious, Cam. This event.
Well, this took away his rink, man.
They took away our everything, man. Think about it. We had so many events there. We had our alumni room that generated a ton of revenue. Everything was centered at Chesterfield. All these kids go there. All these different Chesterfield Hockey Association, AAA Blues were there. They had now all these kids are just dispersed all over the damn place. A lot of kids are probably going to have to quit. Yeah, it hits home to me, man.
Wow.
No doubt about it.
Yeah, but do you like golf and wings?
If it was anything else, I'd be pissed. it's a sensitive subject, but Top Golf is Top Golf, and they're going to build another rink there anyway. It's just going to take probably 20 years.
Another thing that happens this weekend is Game of Thrones, the third to last episode of the season. And I have heard, spoiler alert, cover your ears, that is it Gendry or Gendry, Rock?
Gendry.
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 Gendry apparently will make his return. He is the only surviving bastard of Robert Baratheon.
His character sucks, man. I don't care if he's coming back.
Wow.
I just get so pissed at some of these characters. Bran is just killing me.
You're not liking this season,
I hate him.
Man.
And you know what? I'll tell you this right now. Dany doesn't do anything for me either. I'll say it.
Wow.
She doesn't do a damn thing for me.
This is because she hadn't had a nude scene in a couple seasons,
I'll go to Pornhub and look at a chick that looks just like her. I don't care about that. Her character sucks to me, and her acting skills suck.
All right, Cam, let's think about this logically for a second. They built this show
around two people. It's still an opinion.
That's a hot take.
What?
They've spent more time on her than any other character.
And I hate it.
No, what I'm saying is that it's not an opinion to say they've built a show around her. They have.
Yeah, I'm not saying that was my opinion is I don't like her character.
I'm sorry.
He doesn't like her.
I'm right on that, right? If I think that I don't like her,
let's think about that. They have built the show
around
her.
No, it's all around her. Targaryen, everything. Yes. No, I get the lure. Big time.
I
want them to go back, and I want to see Rhaegar, and I want to see them conquer Westeros back in the day with the dragons. I want them to have a completely other spinoff on this damn show. Rock, you back me on this. Don't you agree with that? Are you excited? Is that what's going to happen?
I don't think that's going to happen because
there's a ton of
content. You can't do a story that is going to require HBO to put three dragons on screen a lot of times.
Well, you don't have.
That's too much money.
Well, you don't have to do that, but
you have to do that. You can't do Aegon the Conqueror without three dragons. Well, again, it costs too much money. You have to find.
You don't
stories.
Think there's going
to
be a prequel?
No, but a prequel wouldn't involve a prequel like doing Robert's Rebellion wouldn't involve dragons at all. Well, that's a fairly cheap prequel
course,
to do.
And that's my point is there's so much content and yes. so much lore that you don't have to put a dragon on every. Yeah, well, you're going to show the Conquering, of course.
That's the one thing you mentioned was the Conquering. You just can't do the Conquering because the dragons are going to cost a lot of money.
Just do
dragons
the same,
cost a lot.
We're seeing
of money.
A ton of dragons now,
and it's costing a lot of money.
And they're
and
making a ton of money.
It took until the seventh season of the most established profitable show ever
to throw the dragons in there.
As much as some people want, as much as a lot of people are excited about the spinoffs, just expecting them to be able to churn out money is pretty high tail. Look, considering it took till season 3 or 4 of Game of Thrones until they started putting a ton of money.
And I love the dragons. I hate when somebody's writing them. And I know that's a huge.
That's all it would be.
I can't stand it, especially
spinoffs don't work as well. I mean, think about it. Better Call Saul is not Breaking Bad.
No, it's not.
Spinoffs that's actually the one spinoff where people think it's actually as good as the original show.
Frasier.
That's the one example.
With Cheers. Frasier was a great show.
Yeah, spinoffs usually don't work as well.
Few and far between.
They have the content.
The Targaryen background.
Oh, dude.
Although this is not really a quote-unquote spinoff, is more like you have a show and then you expand the story with one of the characters. This would be a completely different show with all new characters.
A better way to describe it, I guess, would be an anthology series.
A prequel.
Yeah.
It would be
that's
a
what it would be.
Whatever it is, make
there's
it
a lot
work.
Of stuff you could do. They probably they'll do stuff from back. I just have a feeling they won't do stuff that involves a lot of dragons.
I bet there's a dragon in every scene, Cam. Every single one.
Every single
I bet
one.
I bet there are 10 dragons.
Well, I heard there
just
was
don't write any of them.
The showrunners, I saw an interviewer, maybe it was HBO, they were talking about how they have scripts and they're starting to develop 5 or 6 different ones. Only one of them is actually going to be a show, but they have 5 or 6 different ideas.
Oh my! There's a million. Rock's got 30 in his own.
Pick from one of those.
You got to go back.
Robert's Rebellion, is definitely one being considered. The Blackfyre Rebellion, which is another one without dragons but has a lot of political intrigue. That's probably another one they're looking at. You could do a lot of stuff, but again, that's the big thing is just that all we've ever seen across 7 seasons is their reluctance, and you have to almost prod the showmakers to put a dire wolf or a dragon on screen because they cost so much money that that's everything I want to see some of this stuff, but I feel like everything you talk about with Game of Thrones and HBO, you have to put it in the frame of how much money is it going to cost to put that kind of stuff on
screen.
And
you can't discount direwolf or dragon.
Yeah,
because they're a huge part of the
think
lore.
Of it. Think about the first season of the show. They showed the direwolves when they were puppies. That's pretty much it. They didn't show them the second half of the season.
They showed a lot of White Walkers.
And there were no large battles in the first season.
First
couple seasons. It took till season 3, Battle of the Blackwater. And that's because HBO had gotten into a lot of troubles with shows like Castle and Rome that did really well, actually, with the critics.
I loved them.
But fell apart because the cost of those shows was... not Castle.
I was going to say.
I can't remember.
No, you got Rome and you got...
there was another one. I'm blanking on what the name of it was. Well, but nonetheless, they fell apart because of the budget. And so that's always been the worry. And so, again, it took them until season 3 or 4 to really have the budget to start putting the big stuff on the screen. So I'm excited about the possibility of a prequel. I just wonder about how you have to think about what they're going to do, considering it's going to be a prequel or an offshoot of a main show. And
were
you
talking
won't
about
have
the
money behind
the
it.
Borges?
That was another one, but
then Tudors too ran out of money, and that was a fantastic
show. A lot of money in those shows.
Who dies this week? Who dies?
Hopefully, Danny. And Bran.
Danny is not going to die.
I can tell you, it's unequivocally not going to be Jamie.
Yeah, he's alive. Jamie's alive.
I'm down with Littlefinger going this
episode.
I
think Littlefinger's going by the end of the year.
He's lost me, man.
I'm calling Littlefinger by Arya this episode.
We got a good text.
What?
For the 636, enough Thrones talk. At least talk schedule.
Let's read the schedule. You know, you can't please everybody. You read the Cardinals schedule, and everyone's up. Some people are upset.
Please stop.
You talk about Game of Thrones, and people are upset. Ron Mexico says, Saved by the Bell college years. Awful.
Oh, spell. God, was that
bad. That was really bad. And I was actually looking forward to that one, too.
Joey?
Yeah.
That was a bad spinoff.
Joey, good call.
That was a bad spinoff. That was a spinoff off one of the greatest sitcoms of all time, and it was bad.
What about Seinfeld and... Curb
Your Enthusiasm.
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
That's not really a spinoff, though, because none
of...
Is it not?
Larry David's, like, playing a caricature of himself.
Yeah, that's a questionable one.
Yeah.
Because the characters of Seinfeld appear, but not as the characters. They appear as themselves.
Appears as Jerry.
But that's because he's Jerry in the show.
Of course, Rock. Of course.
Jason Alexander's appearing as Jason Alexander.
We're going down a dark, dark path here, and I'm really confused. No,
well, he's not going as George.
No.
No.
855-282-8255.
Well, we could break down the...
Those were sequels.
We could break down the Rams trade again if you want.
Well, I'll tell you that real quick, where we're talking shows, TJ, you see Ozark yet?
No.
I haven't seen it
either. I've heard that's really good.
People love it.
Yeah, I heard it's really good. I heard it's kind of slow. You got to get it. What do you think, Rock?
The funny thing is I keep seeing people complain like little things. Like, I love this show. The only thing that bothers me is when they go through the main causeway and there's literally no other boats.
Yeah.
And they're like, that's
unrealistic.
That's the most unrealistic thing about this entire show.
That is unrealistic.
Or there's times apparently where they go out onto the water and there's no other boats in the lake at all. And it's like...
Even in December, there are things
that don't happen in the Lake of the Ozarks.
Was it shot there?
I think so.
Pretty sure they shot. I think they shot a lot.
It would make sense.
But yeah, that's the big thing I've seen is that people like they go through like the main throughway of the lake, and there's literally not another single boat.
Where they go across a dam and they
there's no boats. People are like, that's the part
and
where
it's the middle
losing
of summer and no one's at Horny Toad.
Well, do they ever go to those places with the red light on and the pineapple out front? Because that's a
show
I want to watch.
They haven't showed, everybody I'm talking to, they haven't showed as many, of the classic scenes you'd expect from Lake of the Ozarks, especially considering in the first episode, somebody refers to it as a redneck Riviera, and yet apparently they haven't shown a ton of scenes, showing absolute Party Cove levels.
Isn't it about drugs and meth? And
yeah, Jason Bateman's a money launderer for a drug cartel.
Our texters come up big. 314 Ozark was shot in Georgia. Four Fingers says, good man-on-man action in Ozark shot in Georgia.
Cool.
So there you go. The Jefferson 636 comes in with a spinoff. Jeffersons was a spinoff of... Or is that... Look it up, Rob.
No idea.
All right, in the meantime, we talk sports for a second.
Yeah, go ahead.
TMZ has obtained the 911 call from Ezekiel Elliott's girlfriend at the time. Here is the story. Ezekiel Elliott's accuser took several photos of the injury she claims she suffered at the hands of the Dallas Cowboys running back, showing bruising on her arms, hands, neck, and legs. Zeke's accuser claims she suffered the injuries during the week of July 16th when Elliott allegedly attacked her three times on three separate occasions. Elliott told police investigators he did not cause the bruises, claiming the woman suffered the injuries in a bar fight. The NFL independently investigated the allegations and obtained photos and alleged injuries, which the league claims it was able to verify, came from incidents involving Elliott. Elliott says the investigation is wrong and vows to appeal the six-game suspension he received as a result of the investigation. TMZ Sports also obtained a copy of the 911 call made by the accusers, which she claims Elliott had attacked her multiple times. Rock, we have a little bit of time here. I can send this to you, and we could try to play the call. Why don't you listen to it first and make sure there's not a lot of swearing and things that can't be done over the internet. It's probably on the front page of TMZ.com. What I'm wondering here is how you can verify that these came from Elliott without DNA.
Yeah, and I know what they said earlier was they said that Elliott's story and the story that his side presented, the NFL investigators didn't find credible. Because his story was like you said, it was a bar fight, and it was caused before he met her. So the NFL, for whatever reason, their investigators didn't buy that. But in the court of law, if you introduce those theories and you have to prove it beyond a reasonable doubt, then it's a little bit different.
Yeah, I would like to see here. Do you have that Rock, the page? And there is also pictures on TMZ.com as well showing the bruising on this woman's legs, arms, and hands. There's quite a few here. A lot to... Now, again, if all of this is true and to not even file charges, then, again, we're pointing our anger in the wrong place. It's not the NFL. It is very much... Now, I still think the NFL is...
All in the Family. That's right. Good job. Pony Danza. All in the Family was the spinoff, or was the show where the Jeffersons spun off of. We got like three people texting it in. That's good. People are on it, man.
Yeah, they are.
They just use stock footage of the lake.
Yeah, they say they get tax cuts in Georgia.
Yeah,
Missouri doesn't.
Yeah, Georgia is a very popular I believe it's Georgia or North Carolina on the East Coast in terms of places to shoot movies.
Oh, another guy, Miss Jenny Shannon, said, any of you guys watch Justified on FX? I have, and it's one of the best shows in the last 10 years.
I've missed that.
It's
one.
really good.
I hear
good.
It's good.
Yeah, it's really good.
Someone else says Ozark is mostly filmed in Georgia, although some images
are actually
the Ozarks.
They got to show Horny Toad.
Yeah, they got to show the
H-Toads now. Apparently, that was a marketing firm came in and said, Horny Toad, probably not the way to go. H-Toads, let's change
the name. Well, it's actually like running to the ground now, that place. Last time I was there, like the most bizarre human beings possible were there.
Well, they have money, too.
I don't think they did, but it was the most bizarre. Honest to God, people with tattoos on their face, and it just crazy. I'm like, we walk in there like, yep,
how
see
we
you later.
That rock? Can we play that on air? Let's do that. Here is the 911 call that was obtained by TMZ Sports from Ezekiel Elliott's girlfriend to the police.
Yes, I called earlier about a domestic violence report, and I was just wondering, the dispatcher asked me if I wanted an officer out on scene right now. And if there is any way that I can have officer out on scene, I was going to wait until tomorrow to report it until he left.
And we said it's a domestic. Is this your boyfriend, husband, baby, child, father?
My boyfriend. And he's been doing it for the past 5 days.
And you said he hit you. Where did he hit you?
All over.
Do you need a medic?
I don't. I probably need to go to urgent care or something.
Did he have any weapons?
My wrist. I'm sorry, what?
Did he have any weapons?
No.
Is he still there?
He is. I'm seeing outside. I'm outside of my car.
So, not...
That was courtesy TMZ?
Yes. And not a lot to that, but just some context what we've been talking about all day here. Again, I just like to see. I know the NFL doesn't treat things like you got to. Apparently, if you can't even bring charges against them legally, they just doesn't treat things like you got to prove it. It's just we think, like, and as they use the words, we think she was generally telling the truth.
Right. It's more like a civil trial standard. The preponderance of the evidence. Is it more likely or not? And the NFL said it was more likely that he did it. Therefore, he gets the 6 games. It'll be really interesting to see what they do.
I can't wait to see what Zeke has, because when he first came out, he said, I'm not worried at all. I have text messages that said, don't break up with me. I will ruin your career,
yeah. Which, she could have been abused and then still said,
yeah,
I'm going to ruin your career. So it's not like it proves that, but
Something went down, man. I don't know. She seemed pretty calm, cool, and collective. Like, okay, yeah, I'm standing outside. The guy was kind of throwing me around a little bit. Like, you didn't have to come over here.
Wouldn't you think that would be the opposite?
He's still inside.
Wouldn't you think you'd be hysterical if somebody was throwing you around? My boyfriend, and she was cool as can be.
Yeah, I guess so. But I don't know, man.
And I was going to wait till tomorrow when he left, but he's still here. I mean, yeah, no, he didn't have any. I mean, she seemed very nonchalant to me.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there was more to that, so we'll be interested.
And she said that was her second call.
And so the photos are going to come
down in between.
Yeah,
we haven't seen the photos, right?
No, there are photos.
So
on TMZ, if you go to TMZ
there are pictures of her bruises and things.
Yes, and they're in. It's not like well, I can show it to you here. They're not like centralized. They're kind of
all over the place.
Yeah, it's a weird.
Like he's grabbing her, dragging her around.
Her, maybe they were fighting.
Grab a girl like that hard, she's going to get bruised up.
Well, I'm saying...
That looks like a thumbprint.
Could be, I guess. That, as many places they are,
like
though.
Grabbing your leg like this, grabbing your arm like that, dragging you this, dragging you there. Yeah, man.
Or
that's
these
what it looks like.
Could look just like a bar fight.
And again, there's two things to consider here.
She's got bruises everywhere from different places. If you're in a bar
fight... Girl got a punch in a leg?
Well, bar fight doesn't mean it's necessarily a girl. It could be a 15 people in a fight. You could be in the middle of it. I mean, who knows? What I'm saying is it could be... It could. You're right. But she has scratches.
That looks like somebody's grabbing her wrist, grabbing her. You know.
And again, there's two things to keep in mind. Yeah. Number one is Ezekiel Elliott a great human being, and has he done some crazy and awful things? That's one question. The other question is, putting aside Ezekiel Elliott, the bigger issue: should the NFL be in the business of investigating these things and dealing out punishment when people are in charge of crimes? So there you go. Those are your questions to ponder. over the weekend. There's some good card Cub rivalry stuff that goes on in the Ozark show as well that is comical. That's from the 847. That's on my list. I'm going to get to that one eventually. I'm going to get to Ozark eventually.
Yeah, I'm going to try that this weekend.
And Cam or TJ, you're going down there this weekend, so hit up those red light. I want to report on the places with the red light and the pineapple.
I'll do it for you the next time light. I go down.
Stubby Clab with a text to send us out. Hey, boys, just in case you had a bad week, just remember this. LaTerra is no longer a Blue. There you go. Thanks, right Stubby. On. Thanks to Matt Rocchio and Brian Hoff for rubbing us out today. Rock on the way next with Matt Berger for that 590 show. So make sure you listen to that. For Cam Jansen, TJ Moe, and John Hadley, who wasn't here most of the week. I'm Eric Messersmith, and this has been The Hardline, powered by Johnny Londoff Chevrolet on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com. We'll be back Monday at 3. Until then, have a great weekend, everybody.